Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Is that my feet?
I think that's you.
What is
this? You're squeaking.
Why am I squeaking? That's weird.
It's so loud.
So you know on the first day of school, when you go to school and your shoes are squeaking because maybe you didn't buy the most expensive ones, and then you try to pick your feet up as you walk?
Yeah, and the floor's been waxed, so it makes it even worse.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's what I'm doing this morning. That's weird.
Do you have some new shoes?
No.
How are you doing that on carpet?
You have flip-flops on.
No, they're not. It's the edge of my seat, man. Anyway, good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
So, Kelly, I'm going to leave David out just for a second here.
Okay.
He starts off the morning with this really weird deal, and he looks at me all concerned because, well, he doesn't know if he should add somebody or not add somebody.
I got a friend request from somebody that's just, I don't even know what to think. It's been sitting in the request thing since like Friday afternoon.
Which platform?
Facebook.
Okay. So describe to Kelly why you don't know if you should add this friend.
You know what?
This is so dumb.
I'll just bring up the pictures and I'll let Kelly think.
Oh my goodness.
That's the most extravagant thing I think I've ever seen on social media.
Well, at least the person is saying that they love their family on their picture.
Yeah. And as you kind of go through their profile, there's a lot of other things on there that are, look at that.
Hang on. You haven't showed me any of these pictures yet.
Get ready. He is lifting up his
Lenovo
right now.
Here we go. That's
right
what
now.
It looks like.
Brandon, how would you describe this person?
Dressed up.
Yeah, that's one way to put it.
In costume?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's the name? Well, I guess you can't tell me that.
I would tell you the middle part is what? Angel.
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 I think that you should add anybody who wants to add you. I don't believe it's up to you to judge anybody who wants to be your fan.
You are a liar because you would not accept this person.
There is
no
way.
You are a flat out liar.
No, I would too. I don't care. What does it matter? What does it matter?
You are so...
It's not about the person. You would think that it was a fake account.
Now, if it's a fake account, yeah, I don't add those. Or sometimes I add them just to boost my numbers.
Oh, man.
But I don't follow them back. Hey, I'm just telling you the truth this morning. Hey, look, one more follower.
I guess you're being honest.
So
but
go ahead and do it. Just add it.
I don't know.
What does this person do as a job? Does it have a job description?
Well, it looks like they might work in a club.
Cool. Here's the deal. Just like Planet Fitness, we are the judgment-free zone.
Of course.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that one.
Hey, David, look over there.
And...
No! Quit!
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Okay, so today is Monday. It's August the 6th of 2018. And Jonesboro police are investigating a shooting that took place early on Sunday morning in the parking lot of the Waffle House at Red Wolf Boulevard and Phillips Drive. If you have any information, it could be worth cash. Call Crime Stoppers at 935-STOP.
Arkansas State Police is still investigating the officer-involved shooting that took place in Truman on Friday. Police Chief Chad Henson survived the shooting and returned fire, killing the suspect.
And Charlotte Ray, best known as Miss Garrett on Different Strokes and The Facts of Life, passed away on Sunday at her home in Los Angeles. She was 92.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Sad news, the passing of Charlotte Ray. She was the house mother on Facts of Life. David, mm-hmm. What was her name on the show?
Miss Garrett.
Miss Garrett. How do you spell Miss?
M-R-S.
Hmm.
Somebody needs to go back to school.
Oh, dang it.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So, David, what was Charlotte Ray's character's name on the Facts of Life?
Was it Mrs. Garrett?
Hey! There you go.
David.
You know, I honestly didn't even think there was a difference between Miss and Mrs. I knew, like, Miss meant you weren't married and Mrs. meant you were. Right. But I didn't realize there was, like, a special pronunciation until, like, 10 minutes ago.
Are you being serious?
100%.
Man, I'm the Enlightener.
Wow. Thank you.
When I was in school, one of my nicknames was the Enlightener.
The Enlightening Man.
So there's this this article I was reading this morning that talks about how we have this love-hate relationship with social media and the apps, right? And there, sometimes, like, some of us are so addicted to them that we can't quit them, but we know we should quit them, but we still can't quit them. So as I'm reading over this article, I'm thinking about this podcast I heard from the Joe Rogan Experience, right? And Joe Rogan is talking about how if there was this one pill that would basically wipe our brains and make us stare at our hands forever, the whole world would be scared of this pill. Yet with social media, that's what we spend our time doing, is we stare at our hands.
Wow. Yeah.
He said, imagine take the phone out, but we just stared at our hands. When we're in a restaurant and we don't talk to anybody. Or when we're driving and we're looking down at our phones. What if that was? What if there wasn't a phone there and it was just our hand? That's basically what social media has become. We sit here and we stare at this thing that we're holding, and it doesn't matter if there's people around. It doesn't matter if we're driving a car. It doesn't matter if we're walking across a street. We still stare at our hands.
What a great way to look at that.
Yeah, it made me feel kind of dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, think about sitting in a subway or something. You're just staring at your hand.
Yeah.
Or at a restaurant, staring at your hand.
And you can go to restaurants now, and you see everybody looking at their phone. Mm-hmm. Families don't even talk anymore.
Yeah,
I know.
So they were talking about the apps that people hate, but they can't quit. And they say Instagram is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Because we're sitting here, and we just scroll, yeah, and we scroll until we finally find something that we enjoy. Facebook is number two. Twitter's number three. Waze is number four.
Hmm.
You guys ever use Waze?
I've never tried that before.
I don't know if people around here really use it as much. It's more of a traveling deal.
Gotcha.
Like if you're going to Nashville and you have Waze on and there's like this big wreck, because sometimes it seems like no matter what, whenever we go to Nashville, there's a big wreck that holds us up at least 30 minutes.
Some type of construction or something.
Yeah. So this will show you where there's a wreck or construction and give you alternate routes to go around it.
Oh, that's cool.
So Pokemon Go is on the list. YouTube is on the list.
Oh, dude. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten sucked in that YouTube black hole.
That's what I watch the most of anything.
You go to one video and then you keep going to different ones, even something that you aren't looking for. You just keep watching.
And then they recommend stuff. And you're like, oh, recommend? Okay. Mm-hmm.
You gotta watch this.
Okay.
It's only 15 minutes.
Okay. Who says okay?
Little John.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
School starts in a week.
Yeah, and there's teachers getting ready right now to go today because all the teachers and staff go early. We love you. You can do it.
Yeah, power through this. When does your girlfriend go?
Today. She's going in today.
Mm-hmm.
Your fiance, I mean. Yes. I'm still not used to calling her your fiance.
It confuses me sometimes, too. Don't feel bad.
All right, so best of luck to Rachel.
Best of luck to Rachel. She needs it.
She's...
Oh. I meant that in a good way. I didn't mean it like in a bad way.
Kind of
wow.
I didn't mean it like that.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato. So she's released her first statement since being in the hospital for her overdose just about 2 weeks ago. And she admitted that addiction is something that she's going to have to continue to deal with her whole life and have to overcome. And she's not there yet. And she goes on to thank her fans for the positive thoughts and prayers. She thanks her family, her friends, her medical staff, and her team for all of their support. And she said she needs time to heal, focus on being sober and recovering. And Demi wrote, I quote, "The love you have all shown me will never be forgotten, and I look forward to the day where I can say I came out on the other side. I will keep fighting." So you can check out Demi's full post on the BBITM blog on kfin.com. That's kfin.com.
Got your gossip on Chrissy Teigen. So evidently they're doing this big family vacation. She and John Legend are in Bali. And while they're there, there just so happens to be an earthquake. A 7.0 earthquake. So they woke up with everything shaking and it's all trembling and they're freaking out. You can go and look at her live tweets where she was tweeting the experience. And man, it makes it seem scary.
Yeah.
I was always scared of those earthquakes. She said at one point she was not wearing clothes when the earthquake started, which would be my complete and total fear.
Right.
And she had to go rescue her child with no clothes on.
Oh my goodness. Can you
imagine? I will never sleep in the buff again. Just in case of an earthquake.
All right, that's a little bit awkward.
Can you imagine me having to run out of the house naked?
Nope.
Why is that so funny, David? Anyway, you can check out Chrissy Teigen's tweets for a full rundown of what happened in her experience.
Well, we got your gossip on Lance Bass, and I'm kind of feeling for him because he had a very emotional weekend. He really, really wanted the Brady Bunch house. We talked about this a few weeks ago. The exterior home was on sale for right around $2 million. Mm. So he put a bid in for $3 million because he really wanted it, but He was told he had won it. He's celebrating like, hey, I'm getting the Brady Bunch house. And then it turns out a, quote, Hollywood studio came in with unlimited resources and came in and outbid the guy.
What?
So Lance didn't get the Brady Bunch house, and he was a little bit upset because he was informed, we're going to outperform you in every single way. We have unlimited resources. Don't even try to make another bid because it won't matter. And so he felt he was heartbroken, and it was stolen from him by a massive corporation.
But Lance Bass paid $1 million over asking price,
right,
and
yes,
still didn't get it.
I know.
That's ridiculous.
That's wild, isn't it?
That is crazy. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I've just now realized it's never a good idea to take coffee creamer and try to stir it into coffee that's not warm.
Oh, dude.
Because look at my coffee cup. It looks like I have cottage cheese that's floating
gross
on the top.
Dude, that's why I'm having a joke. It
you
does
always drink randomly cold coffee, though.
Like there's, but it doesn't melt it or something.
No,
did you realize it had to be that hot?
Well, I mean, maybe.
Didn't
but
dissolve at all.
That looks like you put blue cheese and just let it sit there overnight.
Blue cheese crumbles.
That is awful. There's no way I can drink it. I'm going to have to go to the microwave in a second.
Yeah, you're going to have to do something with that.
So here we are, it's Monday, it's August the 6th, and school goes back in a week. It was the tax-free weekend, and that was ridiculous. I talked to people in one of the stores, and they were like, you will never believe how many people were in here. One dude said there were like 25 people on the aisle at a time.
Golly.
So imagine that.
Yeah, I did not take part.
Yeah, you avoided it on purpose,
on purpose.
Anyway, if you survived it, you survived it, and that's good news, right? And I bet while you were out there, you probably saw people and thought, man, they look like they might be a little bit crazy.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so police in Washington went on a high-speed chase with a 32-year-old guy named Marlo because he ran through a stop sign, and they tried to pull him over, but he wouldn't stop. So it turned into a high-speed chase in the middle of a residential area. Oh. You know, you can kind of picture the lights going through. It's dark, and people are wondering what the heck is going on. He refused to slow down until finally he crashed into an abandoned home. Mm. And after that, he took off on foot. It's like a real-life episode of Cops going on over here. Now, eventually, they caught the guy, and when they asked him why he ran, he said he just didn't have a choice because he was in the middle of an emergency. He had to go number two.
No, he did not.
Yes.
I get
when
it.
You gotta go, you gotta go.
I get this one.
But after that, he thought, man, that sounded so ridiculous, so he made up the story that his brakes went out, which was not the case at all.
Yeah.
He just had to go number two. Really, really, really bad.
Kelly can relate.
No.
Yeah, she said she had a story like this that was very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, a year
Six
or so
Flags.
Ago. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's no word on how long he actually had to wait until he went to the bathroom, so there's no telling what actually happened there. Just kind of nasty.
That is very nasty, David.
But did you read this article about the toilet paper?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Why did the toilet paper roll down the hill? It wanted to get to the bottom.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm moving out of state.
People are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off store-wide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months. Or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide. Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hello, Monday, and hello, everybody. Hope you guys are ready for the day. I've stirred my coffee. I no longer have clumps.
Did you heat it up?
Dude, I did, and my clumps are gone.
That's good.
That's such a dirty word.
If you have clumps in your coffee this morning because your creamer does not dissolve, it's just heat.
Use liquid creamer.
Well, I have that at home. Generic, but I still have it.
great value.
That's what I was just about to say. Best but way to go.
It is a great value.
Uh-huh.
And they're bigger ones. If you can get bigger ones for less money, go ahead and get the bigger ones for less money.
It's true.
Boom.
Yeah.
Boom. That's the way to go. So Kelly comes in and she's telling us that she's had this weekend where she feels like she's a world traveler because every weekend she's in a different city. It's almost like she's touring.
I love it. That's so cool.
Okay. So what is it with you guys and directions?
What do you mean?
What, like, there's something about men, maybe not all of them, because I have a horrible time with directions, but I also use Siri and I don't have many problems, right? Mm-hmm. So we're headed to, we were in St. Louis this weekend, and at the last second, we decided to go to Six Flags yesterday.
Right.
We're like, we'll go for a few hours and then go home. Someone had given us like free tickets too, so we're like, we have to go.
Right, yeah.
And they gave it in front of, they gave us the tickets in front of our kids too, so we can't say no. We're like, oh, thanks
up.
A lot.
Right, yeah.
And it's 95 degrees. Mm-hmm. Let me throw that out there before we go to Six Flags. Anyway, so we're in the truck and we're using Siri. And according to Siri from our hotel, it's supposed to be 18 minutes. So Ooh. We are excited. We go through McDonald's, get our kids some breakfast. They're all excited. How long is it going to take to get to Six Flags? Oh, just 15 minutes, guys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Siri, and I don't know if this ever happens to you guys, but Siri sometimes is a little confusing. So some of the signs don't always match what Siri says. Okay.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. So Siri, let's say, was telling us to go north, but the sign said south. So my husband was driving.
Mm.
Okay. So he says, and I quote, "I don't need Siri." And he presses end route. So all the kids are like, oh, daddy can get there himself, you know, blah, blah, blah.
He's never been there, but he knows how to get there.
Right.
Yeah.
So an hour and a half later,
oh.
as people are waiting on us at the entrance, we have friends coming. An hour and a half later, we drive up to Six Flags.
Oh, my gosh.
So we walk in. They're asking us what took so long. And my husband simply said, well, Siri was wrong. I don't need Siri.
Wait, he blamed Siri?
He blamed Siri. Not that he missed a couple of exits on the way.
Yeah.
And we had to turn around. And it,
oh, yeah.
You know, you miss one exit, you have to go down 15 miles to another exit.
Right, and the turns and the big highways.
And it happened twice.
Mm.
But of course, my husband, it's all good.
Oh, my gosh.
But the three kids are in the back. It is not all good.
We got so lost on the way to Virginia one time, my mother-in-law started crying.
Oh my gosh.
Because she was riding in the third row seats way at the back and it wasn't comfortable.
Yeah.
And we were lost in the mountains and all my father-in-law and I were doing was laughing. And she started.
That's not good.
Well, because we thought it was funny. Because we weren't going to ask.
Well, if we were going to like something different, we were going to Six Flags. So the kids are like every 5 seconds, how much longer, how much longer? And I'm like, Joe, we haven't really seen a Six Flags sign yet. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm working on it. And I'm like, no, you're not, because Siri isn't on. We're not working on it.
But can I give you advice? You should never speak about stuff like that if we're not having success.
Because what are you talking about?
That's only going to make us try harder not to listen
but
to
you. But you know what? I didn't. Like, on our way, I didn't start messing with him about it until we made it to our destination. I will say that. Because I'm with you. Like, if I was driving and I was kind of, like, a little frustrated or frying out or whatever, all I need or what I don't need is someone to say, Mom, Kelly, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So I did hold my tongue until we got there.
There is truth to the fact that guys don't want to ask for anything. We don't want to ask for directions. We don't want to ask for help.
What is it? What is it?
You're so worried about being dependent, independent, and being the man of the house.
That's exactly
Maybe that's it.
But my thoughts go out to Joey. Because I know he was mad too.
He was.
He had to be mad.
He was frustrated, yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We went out to dinner the other night. We went to a restaurant where they wanted me to take a picture in front of the logo.
Aww.
It was El Acapulco. They wanted a family photo of me like we were eating there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to the person who took the picture, hey, can you read the full logo? And they're like, oh, yeah, you can read the full logo. I looked at the picture. It said, welcome to El Poo.
Aww. Oh, man.
Our heads were in the way. I mean, that doesn't really tell the whole story.
No.
El Poo.
That's a true story. Just my luck, man. Family photos. I guess we photobombed ourselves.
Man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I just now showed you all the proof.
Mm-hmm.
My welcome to El Poo story is 100% real.
Yeah, and I couldn't believe it.
You need
but
to
it
post
is.
That.
That is too good.
But they were so excited for me to take a picture in front of their logo, and then... You know, it's like
El Poo.
El Poo. And the food was amazing. It's like, I didn't even send them the photo because I was like, that looks ridiculous.
Did you show Kai, your son?
No, I didn't show. Because I was aggravated.
I could see him thinking it's funny.
Oh,
though.
He would have loved it.
Welcome
I was mortified because I even said, hey, make sure the full logo's in the picture. And of course, our heads are blocking some of the words. And if Kai was taller, we'd have blocked everything.
Well,
but above him was the poo.
Yeah, that's what made it perfect. It was like the gap right there where he would have been, you know, if he was tall enough to block it or whatever.
Welcome to El Poo.
Golly, dude. That's classic.
I have one question for you guys. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It's Monday, August the 6th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Hope Allen, who's turning 26 years old today.
Happy birthday.
She did my makeup over the weekend.
Oh, I was wondering, you have a little bit of residue.
Oh, thank you.
That's weird.
Is that a compliment?
Nope.
Oh, no.
You didn't wash it off good.
No, she's good, right?
Oh, yeah. She's so awesome.
She did Kelly's makeup before one of our events.
Yeah, for the charity ball.
So, happy birthday to Hope, who celebrates today. Patty Carpenter of Jonesboro, happy birthday. John Flynn has a birthday today. Sarah Jane Milton of Jonesboro celebrates. Sarah Caldwell, who's from Wynn, happy birthday. Alex Looney of Jonesboro has a birthday. And Krista Palmer Hess, who's from Wynn, has a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say
happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
This lady is actually the background of Brandon's phone, iPad, and computer. Her name is Charlotte McKinney, and she turns 25 years old today.
He has a wallet-sized picture as well.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I forgot about that one.
But she's the one that I told somebody's son about.
Thanks, Brandon.
Oh, man. But yeah, she's 25. Adrienne Curry is 36. She was briefly married to Christopher Knight for a minute, too, who was Peter Brady. Yep. So Soleil Moon Frye is 42 years old today.
Punky Brewster.
Yep.
That's it.
Did you watch that?
Loved it.
I think a lot of people our age watched that show. She was a little girl. Was she adopted by the older guys?
Henry.
That's it.
And she wore a really cute jacket that I wanted every Christmas forever.
Did you ever get it?
No. Aww. I always wanted to dress like her. Really spunky.
Her name was Punky.
Spunky Punky.
Okay.
See if you can find a jacket like that now, and we'll let you wear it for our next photo shoot.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
And I could put my hair in pigtails?
Yeah, do that. Okay. That's a good idea. Happy birthday to Punky Brewster.
M. Night Shyamalan is 48. He was the director and writer of The Sixth Sense, The Unbreakable, Signs. And also, Jerry Halliwell is 46, who is Ginger Spice.
Ooh, we should do some Spice Girls like maybe this one.
I'm giving you everything, all that joy can bring. This I swear,
I'll give you everything.
All that I want from you is a
David, did you ever know a day where the Spice Girls were cool?
This is not a story.
Maybe a little bit.
Because to me, there was a time where they were cool, and I bought the CD.
Wow.
I never did that. Mm-mm.
You never went that far?
No.
What about this one right here?
I'll tell you what I want, what I really, really want.
So tell me what you want, what you really, really want.
I wanna
really, really, really
wanna figure it out. If you wanna be my lover, you gotta get with my friends.
This is one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Small Soldiers.
If you wanna be my lover.
You don't remember that movie?
No.
I don't.
It was like a late 90s movie where these soldiers came alive and they fought people.
Really?
Yeah, it was in that movie. That's the first time I ever heard that song. That's where I knew it from. Small Soldiers.
All right. Salute your small soldiers.
Yes. Saluting now.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to... What? Alex Looney. The winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Why are you laughing? And the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, Thomas Rhett and his wife, Lauren, are already parents to two children, Willa Gray, who they adopted from Uganda in May of 2017. And then they welcomed in their second daughter, Ada James, in August of 2017. But they're not done quite yet. Because according to Thomas, the plan is for Lauren to have 5 children by the time she's 34.
Mm.
She's 28 right now. So he says, well, I'll be looking for about 3 new babies within the next 5 years because she is, quote, the boss.
I wonder if that's part of Lauren's plan.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that is her plan. That's like what she wants to do. And Thomas is like, all right, I'll roll with the deal here.
I mean, he's lucky he's rich and famous.
Yeah, seriously.
No, I mean, try affording 5 kids these days.
Yeah, I know. So there's a new song out by newcomer Danielle Bradberry, and it features Thomas Rhett, and he helped write the song. Now, Danielle Bradberry won season 4 of The Voice, so she's kind of been around a little bit. But I discovered this song this weekend. I listened to it over and over again and liked it more every time I listened to it. The song's called Goodbye Summer. Here's what it sounds like.
One, what you doing later? Wanna grab a drink? And it was
Thomas Rhett comes in here in a second. That's a big deal for a newer artist to have Thomas Rhett on their song.
No joke.
Who knew that one drink could turn into 5?
Yeah, that's cool sounding. Crazy how
Danielle says that he was one of her first mentors that she had ever had in Nashville, so it was really cool. They're kind of like brother and sister now, so it was really cool to record something with him. But you can check out the full song on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
And, okay, I'm excited about football season because on Sunday Night Football, Carrie Underwood is back, right?
Woo.
And we got a teaser of Carrie's song. The song is Game On. Carrie Underwood set for Sunday Night Football. Here's what it sounds like. Check out the teaser. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
School goes back next Monday.
It does.
There is only 1 week left for summer vacation for students.
Teachers, you go back today. You can do this. 2018-19 is going to be a fabulous year. You're going to change lives and help so many kids. You can do this.
David, favorite teacher from back in the day?
Probably go with Miss Mack.
What about a male teacher?
Mr. Creech.
And that's what's weird. I can't remember any of my male teachers. I know I had them.
Really?
I couldn't tell you one name.
Not one?
Not one name.
I had a Mr. Scroggins in the 3rd grade.
Mr. Scroggins.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mr. Scroggins.
Mr. Scroggins.
Mr. Creech.
Mr. Creech from David.
You play hot for teacher when I mention my favorite male teacher.
I mean...
That was just a coincidence.
Gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And of course, every Monday morning, right around this time, we pick up the phone. We get Eric Birch on with us for Monday Morning Motivation. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, what's kicking, chicken?
Hey, man. We're all going
to
have...
You said 20 seconds. I had to be ready, so that's all I have.
There you go. What's kicking, chicken? Yeah. Because Birch, he sent me the text, I'm ready. And it's like, oh, wow. What's up this morning, man?
Let's do this. Do you want to change the quality of your life today?
That could be nice.
That'd be nice. Well, yeah. It's a very simple thing to do. So let me tell you a quick little story. So this the handyman walks into a doctor's office. The receptionist says, sir, how may I help you? And he said, I have shingles. He said, okay, we can take care of it. We can help you with that. Just have a seat over here in the waiting room. So, 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes later, nurse walks in and says, sir, come on back, what can we help you with? He said, I have shingles. She says, okay, jump up on this scale, let me get your blood pressure, do all your vitals, hang out in this little exam room, and the doctor will be in shortly. He said, okay. So the doctor walks in and he says, what can I help you with? The handyman says, well, I have shingles. He said, well, great, change into this robe and do all this and everything else. So the doctor came back in after he got changed and he said, so where are the shingles at? And he said, well, they're out of my truck.
Oh, my goodness.
So, guys, think about this. It's the quality of the question. If you want to change the quality of your life, you've got to change the quality of the question that you're asking yourself every single day. So did you get up this morning, or is the thought process that runs through your head is, how am I going to get by this month? Mm-hmm. Is it, how am I going to make my house payment? How am I going to make my car payment? How am I going to get the kids new shoes for school? Right? I mean, all those things that just come at us each and every single day. How am I going to overcome the next obstacle? So if that's the question that you're asking yourself, guess what problem you're going to solve every month?
What's that?
Just that. You're going to figure out how to make the house payment.
Right.
You're going to figure out how to make the car payment. You're going to figure out how to make the minimal payment on that credit card. You're going to figure out those things that you questioned yourself about. Mm-hmm. Instead of asking a better quality question such as, how can I change my entire family's life? What can I do? What steps can I take to truly make sure that my kids are taken care of for not this generation, but the next generation? What can I do in order to change their worlds? What can I do in order to change my family's world? What can I do in order to change my friends' worlds? What can I do in order to change the homeless guy's world that's down on the corner? So it's all about the quality of the questions that you're asking yourself. And right now, a lot of us are just asking ourselves very minimal quality questions. So if you change that up, you look bigger, you look badder. Guys, we're blessed, we're fortunate, and we just don't take advantage of it each and every single day. You can do so much more than what you give yourself credit for. We have the same 24 hours as Bill Gates. We have the same 24 hours as Warren Buffett. We have the same 24 hours as Oprah Winfrey, you know, but yet we don't ask ourselves those high-quality questions so that we can go out and truly, truly make a difference, not only in our own lives, but in the others around us.
I love that. That's a great way to look at life. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we talk to you every Monday morning, is because sometimes we need somebody to shake up our brains just a little bit to get us on the right track.
So it's a simple thing this morning, guys. Don't let this just go in one ear and out the other. Seriously, as you're driving to work this morning, as you're sitting at your desk, as you're hanging out at the radio station, whatever you're doing, because Brandon, you and I went back and forth just a couple weeks ago about some stuff.
Yep.
You know, so think about that and literally go, what can I do? You know, and how can I do it? And that's the only reason, you know, not bragging or anything else, but it was the year I came into real estate and I said, this is where I want to be. And I had a goal. I wanted to be number one in Jonesboro. And then it was, I want to be number one in the state. And then we want to serve so many families each year. And if I didn't put that goal out there and have something to reach for, there was no reason to get out of bed.
Yeah.
You know, our light bill was on, you know, our family was taken care of. There was money in the bank and things were good, but why do I still get up every single day and push and grow and shove? Because once you start asking yourself those questions, what you'll figure out is now you've got to become the person that can accomplish those things. And guys, that's what I feel the sole reason God put us on this earth was to grow and to learn and to become better each and every single day. Because any of us know, if you sit around and do nothing, you think that sounds fun. You mm-hmm. think, man, if I just had a day where I could do absolutely nothing, you know, that would be the life. And about 2 hours in, you go, holy cow, what? This is driving me, you know, just crazy. I can't sit here and be still and not do anything. We're made to make progress. We're made to achieve each and every single day. So, again, ask yourself a better quality question. Change the question. You'll change your life, you'll change your attitude, and there's no telling. Only you limit yourself, so there's literally no telling what you could truly go out and accomplish.
He is Mr. Motivation himself, Eric Birch from Birch & Company. Have a great week, man.
You guys too.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Thanks for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, you can go in and get up to 20% off storewide, plus pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for unlimited time. Fresh new looks at amazing prices storewide. Ashley Home Store, this is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So last week, David goes out to his family gathering in Little Rock, and I did see the picture that you posted of, like, the family, and like it was a good picture, mm-hmm. and everybody was together.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you just haven't posted it yet, but I missed the outfit. And I don't even know which one you decided to go with, because we had options.
Please tell me you went with the overalls, boots, and hat.
No, see, I wanted the football one because I thought he'd look silly if he was wearing a Peyton Manning jersey and the Raiders jacket.
He also had the Christmas tie, too, he could have worn.
Well, you know, it's 8:02. I have an appointment I have to go to. I can tell you all about this, you know, in a couple of weeks or something.
But in a couple of weeks. Your appointment's going to last a couple of weeks.
It's a long appointment, man. I just don't know if I can. I got to go.
Which one did you pick? Just tell us. Did you not get a picture?
There was no outfit that was chosen.
What?
We spent 30 minutes talking about what outfit you were going to wear. You put your right hand in the air saying that you would wear the outfit that was chosen.
I know.
We have the audio.
I know.
David, I'm leaving the room.
What do you mean you're leaving the
room? You raised your right hand.
Yeah.
I'm raising it again. What's the big deal?
Wow.
What?
I'm just saying.
You lied to all of us.
You lied to every single person.
Not just Brandon and I, like everybody.
No, wait, it wasn't my fault.
Thousands of
it
people who listened who believed in what fault. You said. You're
and
a liar.
And the hundreds who voted.
You're a liar.
It wasn't my fault.
It is your fault.
Rachel's mom drew a line in the sand because she heard the show. She heard the podcast and said, no, you're not doing that.
Dave, you even said if you had to go to two places, you would make it happen.
Yeah, you did.
You raised your right hand.
Things happened.
It's hard to trust somebody who's a liar.
Wow.
I'm not a liar.
You lied.
We don't even know you anymore.
I'm not a liar.
You lied to everyone.
No, I didn't.
You're telling me you didn't take one picture, but we invested 30 minutes of time.
It's not my fault.
Wow.
So you're going to blame her mother?
No.
Not even a real member of the family, and he's already blaming his almost mother-in-law.
Right.
What am I supposed to do?
What was she so worried about?
She just drew a line in the sand and told me no.
No, here's the truth. If we're going to be honest, you didn't want to do that.
Well,
you were embarrassed about it.
No. Mm-hmm.
You wanted all the attention on Friday, yet you didn't want to do any of the work.
No
follow through. I took those ridiculous pictures and posted them all over the internet.
But
what
the deal was it was going to be in public.
I was in public over here.
You know, you weren't in public where you said you were going to be.
You weren't with her family.
I was with her family.
You weren't with her. She wasn't here. You weren't in the restaurant. It's almost like I feel like we should publicly shame him.
We've been betrayed.
We have been. We believed in you. We put our hearts out there for you. And I feel like you've stomped on my heart.
I haven't stomped on anyone's heart.
You stomped on everyone's heart. I just got a text.
From who?
I'm getting multiple texts from all of our listeners.
More people. I've been giving my number out when I meet people.
Wow.
No, you have not. That's a lie.
I am so hurt that David lied.
He has disappointed me and my entire family.
What? Who said that?
All of us at the orphanage are sad.
What can I do to make this better?
Not lie anymore?
Wow. I mean, how can we even trust you anymore?
But can I not make this up somehow, some way?
Have you seen when a dog poops in the floor and then somebody puts a sign on the dog?
That just says, I pooped in the floor.
Yes!
do you want to put a sign on me?
I'll make a sign right now.
We should put a sign on him that says, I pooped in the floor.
What? I pooped in the floor. That has nothing to do with this situation.
Yes, that's it. We need a sign that says, I pooped in the floor.
I'm not putting on a sign that says, I didn't poop in the floor.
And you know why we need that?
Why?
Because you lie.
The way you lie. You lie like a priceless Persian rug on a rich man's floor.
You lie.
He pooped on our hearts.
Yes.
I didn't poop on anybody, okay?
You lie. I say he has to wear a sign.
Public shaming begins now.
All right, you make the sign.
Okay.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
All right, so David the Barrel Boy has lied to everybody. all of you who voted in his poll, all of you who followed him on Friday.
Gave him likes.
Who followed him and liked his stuff because he said he was going to wear whatever you chose. Mm-hmm. David went to Little Rock with his family and allowed his mother-in-law, his future mother-in-law, to kill your hopes and dreams. Mm.
She didn't kill my hopes and dreams. She just drew a line in the sand and said, no.
Not your hopes and dreams, our hopes and dreams.
Right. So you were supposed to wear one of these embarrassing outfits. Mm-hmm. And you put your right hand up and you said you were going to do that. Even if you had to go to multiple places, you were going to make it happen.
It's true.
And the family might not be happy.
I might have said all that, but it just didn't happen.
But see, one of the things that you can never get back once you lose it is trust.
Yeah.
You have to be somebody that people can believe in. And when you say something, you live up to your end of the deal.
Yeah.
Is there not a way I can make this up? Is there not something that I can do?
Well, Kelly made you a sign.
I did.
That I'm currently wearing that has no, has nothing to do with what happened.
But I've seen dogs who like poop in the floor who get shamed for pooping.
Yeah.
And you see like a picture of the dog with the dog that, with the sign around his neck that says like I pooped in the floor.
Yeah, public shaming.
But I didn't poop in the floor.
Is it okay? Is it bad to do public shaming here? Or since he publicly lied to everybody, is this just a learning experience?
Definitely a learning experience, I think. Yeah.
Maybe.
David, I need you to post the picture that we took of you with the sign.
You're going to have me post that?
This is step one of recovery.
Are you being serious?
This is liar recovery 101.
Liar recovery? I didn't even, I might have fibbed, but I didn't lie. I tried to make it happen, but it just didn't happen.
No, you didn't.
And I certainly did
not.
No,
you didn't.
I did not poop in the floor.
Well, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you did.
So I have to post that picture on my social media.
Post it right now, and we'll forgive you. I don't know if everybody else will forgive you. I mean, it's kind of a...
What can I do besides making this post?
Post it. Post it real quick.
Okay, I'm going to post it. What should my caption say?
I pooped in the floor.
Just that. I pooped in the floor.
Or it could say, I'm a liar.
Or it can be that.
Yeah.
I'm a liar. I pooped in the floor.
I think that's fine.
I am a liar. I pooped. This is the dumbest thing I've ever posted in my life. I'm a liar. I pooped in the floor.
Here's a 25-year-old man saying you pooped in the floor. To anybody who is waking up late today or who will listen to this hours later on a podcast, they'll have no idea what he's talking about. Did you post it?
It's been posted.
All right. Where is it posted so I can go see it?
It's on Instagram, David on KFIN.
All right. I would like for it to be on all the social platforms, please.
It's on Facebook as well. Let me work on Twitter.
Get it on Twitter. Oh. Have you seen the picture? It's so stupidly.
I'm David. A liar. I pooped in the
He's
floor.
Even squatting.
This is step number one to recovery from being a liar. Step number two is going outside.
Yes, and waving at the cars
going
and
outside.
showing your sign.
Yes.
Are you being serious?
Here's your sign.
We are serious.
Look, if it'll make it up to everybody, I will go outside with this sign that ridiculously says, I pooped in the floor.
And you have to say out loud as people are passing, I pooped in the floor.
Why do I have to say that? People can't hear me.
They can read your lips.
Yeah.
While they're driving on the highway. Does that make sense?
I think
it's just part of it.
It is. It's part of, yeah.
Okay.
Liar Recovery 102. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is that. All right. Will you do that?
If it'll make it up to everybody, I'll do it.
I will speak for everyone. All will be forgiven if you go outside with the sign that says, I pooped in the floor.
Gosh.
Are you in? Yes or no?
Yes, I am in.
Yes.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David the Barrel Boy is outside. David has done something that was not right. He lied to all of us.
Well, it wasn't even my fault, Brandon. You know that.
Well, I mean, essentially you're blaming your future mother-in-law. But if you didn't hear the whole deal, Friday, David told us all he was going to wear whatever outfit you all chose to his family engagement party. Well, he didn't do that. Oh, is Kelly live?
Yeah, she's going Instagram live. I'm standing on the side of the road on Parker.
I just joined it. Okay, so David is on Parker Road, right outside of the radio station, and it says, I pooped in the floor. All right, so David.
I don't even know why it says that. I didn't poop on anything.
I do think that maybe you should hop down and assume that position.
What position?
The position of being in a squat.
If this makes it up to people, I'll do it.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm squatting.
Again, Kelly's live on Instagram right now. Kelly on KFIN. All right, so David, I'm watching you, and you're not squatting.
I am squatting. What else am I supposed to do?
David, you're standing. I'm waving. Do you realize I can see you on Instagram Live?
Yes, I'm waving at you right now. I can see you.
I don't believe you are.
I can see you. I'm right here.
You can't see me.
Oh, I can see the camera, and that means I can see you.
No, you can't see me through there. All right, now please tell everybody as they pass in case they can read your lips.
Please tell everybody what?
What you did.
I'm not saying that. I am not saying I pooped in the floor.
David, this is part of the public apology.
Fine. I pooped in the floor. I pooped in the floor. I pooped in the floor. Big truck driving by. I pooped in the floor.
Oh, do the horn thing. Ask him for the horn.
He did. He threw the horn at me. I pooped in the floor.
All right, David is apologizing publicly on Parker Road. If you're driving by on Parker and you see a man squatting that looks like a dog, that is David.
I pooped in the floor.
With a sign that says, I pooped in the floor.
I pooped in the floor.
All right, thank you, David.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay out there. You have 30 more minutes.
I'm not doing this for 30 minutes. I pooped in the floor.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I guess now all has been forgiven. David has gone out and publicly shamed himself. Like dogs do when they poop in the floor.
Yes.
Oh, man.
David, describe your experience crouched down on Parker Road with big trucks going by and people on the way to work.
Well, I heard a lot of people honking their horns mm-hmm. in support of me. I guess my sign that said I pooped in the floor, even though that didn't happen. But I'm glad that this is all water under the bridge. It's all behind us, and we don't have to worry about this anymore.
If you weren't able to see it, I did go Instagram Live.
Oh, my gosh.
You can check it out on Instagram on Kelly on KFIN.
There you go.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Demi Lovato. So she just released her first statement since being in the hospital since her apparent overdose a little over 2 weeks ago. And she admitted that addiction is something that she has to continue to overcome. She's not going to get over it overnight. And she hasn't done that yet. She goes on to thank her fans for their positive thoughts and her family and friends and medical staff for their support. And she says she needs time to heal and focus on being sober. And then she wrote, I quote, "The love you have all shown me will never be forgotten, and I look forward to the day where I can say I came out on the other side and I will keep fighting." Now, you can read the whole post on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com.
Gotcha Gossip on Chrissy Teigen, who was off on vacation in Bali with John Legend, right? They're in Bali and they're hanging out, and all of a sudden, boom, earthquake happens. Mm. It's a 7.0 earthquake. Mm. So she went straight to Twitter. She has tons of followers. Millions of people follow her. And as she was tweeting while the earthquake was happening. So if you want like details of what was happening, what was going through her mind, go check out her timeline on Twitter. But at one point she says that when the earthquake started, she was wearing no clothes. So she had to go and grab her child to make sure her child was safe. And she was naked.
Wow, that's interesting for sure.
So this is a reason. Once again, I will vow right now, I will not sleep in the buff for fear of an earthquake.
All right.
I vow that right now.
All right, we got gossip on Lance Bass, who had himself a very emotional weekend. I feel bad for the guy because he really wanted to own the Brady Bunch house because it was put up on the market for about $2 million. Mm. But he went over market value and bid about $3 million on the exterior home. Not even the interior, but the exterior home of what they used on the camera shot in the show. But after he was told, hey, you get it, you're the winner, it was actually not true because a, quote, big Hollywood studio came in, outbid him, and took it from right under his nose.
No way.
No telling what they bid, but they basically told him, look, man, don't bid anymore because we have unlimited resources and we will outperform any bid that you try to make. So,
that's,
I mean,
crazy.
They might have put $5 million up, $10 million up. I mean, I don't know what that is, but Lance Bass was slightly upset about that situation over the weekend.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly, do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Spell simple.
S-I-M-P-L-E.
Hey! She
got it right.
Hey, we got a message from... what is happening?
I don't know.
We got a message on social media where somebody doesn't believe you've lived up to your end of the deal.
So Amy Terry says, wearing the sign at the radio station isn't enough.
What?
Make him dress in the outfit that was chosen and put him on a public corner with the sign and the outfit.
Are you being serious?
Y'all. Amy's my girl.
Amy feels lied to and betrayed, and her feelings are hurt because you didn't hold up your end of the deal.
You raised
your right hand, David.
She just sent another message saying that she was actually crying.
Oh,
that's not true. None of that's true.
I believe it is true. Why would she make that up?
I know.
She's not going to make up somebody's
name.
I'm
not a liar.
Now
David.
Kelly's a liar.
No.
She needs to wear the sign that says, I just pooped in the floor.
David is lying. All right, so David.
Yes.
Which outfit won the poll? Again, if you don't know what happened, Friday David comes in and he's going to a family engagement, his celebration party in Little Rock with his fiance's family, and he was going to have us choose the outfit he was going to wear. He gave us three options. He vowed that whichever option he chose, he was going to wear. He raised his right hand to that. And then now he says his mother-in-law wouldn't let him do it.
She drew a line in the sand and said no.
He loves saying line in the sand.
Right. So she's already trying to basically rule your job and your relationship.
I mean, if you want to put it that way, you said it, not me.
That's what you said a minute ago.
I never said that one time in my life.
You said it in the...
I've never said that one time.
That one time last year.
No. Stop.
You said you knew it'd be like this anyway.
I never once said that. Golly.
Didn't you say that?
You were making this worse.
No, I'm not.
You were making this a lot worse.
You're a freaking liar.
I'm not a liar.
Which outfit won? Liar.
The Wiener Roots. B. Right.
So.
Overalls.
So Amy says he should still have to wear the outfit.
Yeah.
All right. We'll send him somewhere really embarrassing. Like cheerleader practice at A-State.
Why would I go to cheerleader practice dressed up in overalls and boots?
Hey, I know Paige Pauly. I'll get you in there.
There's open houses at all kinds of schools this week.
No.
You can't send him into a school.
That's weird. That's crossing a line. Oh, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So it looks like Facebook is adding a dating portion of their website soon.
Oh, goodness.
It's going to look at your interests, your likes, the things that you like on social media, and then help find matches for you.
So,
there you go.
Is it still true that you already signed up for it?
First in line.
I actually saw you as like the beta person. Like you were one of the first people to go out and try
it. Yeah. Well, because I was the master.
The master?
Of that program. So there's also... What? There's also talk. A researcher has found out that a lot of people have Snapchat dysmorphia. And the idea being that people are going and getting plastic surgery to look like Snapchat filters. Mm. Like people go in and they see themselves in these filters and they want fuller lips or they want bigger eyes or they want their nose to be more thin. And they go in and show those photos before plastic surgery.
Aw, that makes me sad.
You got to be kidding me.
True, man.
Have you already made your appointment?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I have. Bigger eyes, thinner nose, and I want birds flying around my head at all times.
Oh, perfect.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So the number one movie over the weekend was Mission Impossible once again. Christopher Robin came in number two.
Hey, that's good.
Any reviews on Christopher Robin?
Heard that was really good, actually.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I want to see it.
It's the movie about Winnie the Pooh.
I love it.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You know, speaking of Thomas Rhett and life changes, I think he's prepared for his life to change just a little bit more. Because apparently he and his wife Lauren, they already have two kids, but they want at least three more before she turns 34, which is a total of about 5.5 years.
Like a basketball team.
What the heck?
I know. So he says expect about three new babies in the next 5 years because she is, quote, the boss.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow. There's a new song out by newcomer Daniel Bradbury, and it features our friend Thomas Rhett, who helped actually write the song. Now, she won season 4 of The Voice, okay? Right. But I discovered this song this weekend. It's really good. It's called Goodbye Summer. Here's what it sounds like.
One, what you doing later? Wanna grab a drink? And it was hell. Let me go will be the hardest part. Hello, summer.
Danielle Bradbury, and here comes the part with Thomas Rhett. That's a big deal to get Thomas Rhett to be a part of your song.
Huge.
Here he comes.
Who knew that one drink could turn into five? Crazy how June burned into July.
You can check out the full song on the BBITM blog on KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
Sunday Night Football kicks off here in August. I know people are already counting down the days until that. But you know my favorite part of Sunday Night Football is the fact that Carrie Underwood does the theme.
Jeez.
And we have a teaser for the theme. Here's what it sounds like. You can check out that complete teaser on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's K-F-I-N.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So David pooped in the floor, according to
not poop in the floor. Stop saying
according
that.
According to the sign you did.
According to the sign. And I saw the sign. And it opened up my mind.
I saw the sign.
Is it my mind or my eyes?
Eyes, maybe.
I saw the sign. And it opened up
my eyes. I saw the sign.
Life is
demanding
without understanding.
Anyway. Which a lot of people don't understand.
That's right. I really understand life. One of my nicknames in school was the Understander.
And the Enlightener.
And the Enlightener as well. Well, I mentioned that earlier. I don't want to brag too much on the show.
Yeah.
You know what David's name was in school?
What was that?
The Liar.
The Liar.
I'm not a liar.
The Pooper.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. How's that go? Sitting on a telephone wire?
I didn't realize there was another part to it.
Is it true, David, that you would rather climb a tree and tell a lie than to stand on the ground and tell the truth?
I don't know.
He doesn't even know what that means. David, the liar, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, and I'm not lying, there's a lot of drama on TV tonight because we have the 14th season finale of The Bachelorette, 7 o'clock on ABC.
Dun, dun, dun. Who is Becca going to choose?
Is the Women Tell All next? Or did they do that last week?
It was the men tell.
Yeah, I think that was last week.
That's always
week.
Fun. Yeah.
But she apparently can't breathe. There's one part where she says, I can't breathe.
She nervous?
Yeah, she's nervous.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So You Think You Can Dance is on the Fox Television Network at 7 o'clock. American Ninja Warrior is on at 7 o'clock on NBC. And if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, you may want to watch this. The fourth season premiere of Better Call Saul is on at 8 o'clock. On AMC.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on KFine.